And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Boy, what a great guest we have. We have our annual visit from the man, Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez is here, and we're very excited to have him here and talk some fishing. We've already been talking a lot of fishing just before the show, so we've got a lot more to talk. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today is going to be a great show. One of my most favorite people in the fishing fleet today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, our buddy Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez. Good morning, Jim.
What's up, Jim? Good morning.
Great to have you.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays.
And happy birthday to you.
Pretty soon.
Man.
Yeah, another day.
So, yeah, the January 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Year's baby, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's yeah. Cool.
I think I spoiled a good party.
Yeah. I don't think so.
You created a good
one. No kidding. Well, so what a year for the Cortez, huh? What a year for the sport fishing fleet.
This fleet in general,
all
the way up and down the coast. Yeah. This was a good year that we all got to go.
Yes.
Right.
You know, under the circumstances. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
everything was good.
What changed on the Cortez and made things... that allowed you guys to go fishing?
We went through the protocols that, you know, we were the last ones, the San Diego fleet, for the most part, to open up.
Yeah.
And thank goodness, you know, Ken got with everybody. We got a good protocol going, presented it to the county.
Ken Frankie did an amazing job.
Right, he did it. And so we just went by all the protocols. Everybody posted for all their boats and stuff like that. And we just followed the letter. We reduced our passenger loads. And it really, really helped out. We had to mitigate it as much as possible. I mean, we bought COVID machines to spray the bunk rooms.
Wow.
In between trips. We
disinfect everything.
Disinfect everything. New laundry every day. Just the way we had to do it. We took temperatures. everything we could possibly do to mitigate it, to keep the crew safe and keep the passengers safe.
And you did have a great year.
Great year, no.
Yeah.
We're glad we got it in.
What a
like
year
I said.
Of fishing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's, you can't argue about the fishing. Before, we used to look at schools of fish, you know. This year, it was rivers of it.
Yeah,
just absolute rivers of it.
That's so cool. Yeah. So give us some highlight trips. I know you're mostly a charter boat, but you do do some open party out of Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Absolutely.
Give us some of the highlight trips that you had.
There was trips we made out here to the island, outside the island, in between the island and the
bay. You're talking about San Clemente? In
San Clemente. Yeah. And there was days you couldn't get a flying fish away from the boat. I mean, as fast as possible. They were licking it. Other days it was nighttime fishing with that flat fall and jigs and stuff like that, and that stuff would maybe even start biting at 10 o'clock at night and bite until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
You know.
Not a lot of sleep on that trip.
There's not a lot of sleep on any of them because it's bluefin fishing. You're fishing night and day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Night and day.
Man. How do you do it, Jim? Man, you do that all year, and then you go on the Royal Polaris and do trips and
stay busy.
Yeah, you're a superman.
I don't know about that. We just want to keep going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As long as we're waking up, we're stoked.
Yeah. You've been doing this for a long time. When'd you start?
53 years now.
Yeah. Where'd you start? Where'd you get your start?
Right at Seaforth.
Yeah?
I'm on what I call my third building.
Third building.
It used to be over where the boat rentals is at Seaforth. That's where Seaforth used to be.
That.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And then while they were building the docks, you know, in 1968, they were building the docks down where it moved down to where the current location is. We were running nails down as a kid and plywood down.
Really?
Dave Stout was building the docks and stuff, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
No.
And you, what boat did you start on?
I was like the fifth deck on the fourth boat going out. Begged for a job. I'd ride my bike down there every day, beg for a job. I think they just got tired of me asking.
Really?
And they finally gave me a job. And so once the boats got so many people on them, then another deckhand was added, another deckhand was added, another deck added. So in the summertime, we got to go and start working. We're making $3.50 a trip.
Wow.
You know?
And what'd you catch back then?
Lots of yellowtail.
Lots
of barracuda. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And lots of barracuda, lots of calico bass. So it was good fishing, good coast fishing. Lots of bonita. Lots of bonita.
Lots of bonita.
Good ones, too.
Yeah.
You know, it was 10 to 12, 15 pounders.
Yeah.
Right on the
coast. Jeez. And then when did you get your first captain's license?
Ooh. Well, my 10th issue here.
10th issue.
So.
And how many years you get out of each issue?
Five.
So, and what was your first captain job?
Mission Bell.
On the Mission Bell. Wow.
Yes. Mission Bell.
Iconic boat.
Ran it right out here to the what we call the pine tree right outside south of the jetty there. We had 250 calico bass. My first trip around the boat. And said, this is all right.
Yeah.
I can handle
the start, so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, was the Point Loma kelp thicker back then, or was it bigger, different?
Well, we had Kelco down here, so Kelco kept a good, they harvested a lot of the kelp in La Jolla and Point Loma.
And that helped the kelp, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they send us a thing every week, just a black and white map of where the kelp and what they were going to harvest. And they had kelp that they, I don't know what you'd call it, planted it would grow really, really fast.
Yeah.
This kelp will grow in 63, 64 degree water, 6 feet a day.
Yeah. You know, 6 feet a day.
A day, yeah.
Wow.
So it would grow.
So they tell you
where they're going to harvest, we sort of just stayed out of their way, but back and forth. And fish La Jolla and then Point Loma, La Jolla, Point Loma.
Yeah.
You know,
the kelp was a lot more prolific.
Oh, yeah. No, just because we've had the warmer water the last, you know, 8, 5, 6, 7 years, we have what we call a great kelp fire. It just burns off the top.
Yeah.
And that stuff stays there, and then all of a sudden starts growing when the water cools down again.
Yeah. Like now, the water's getting cool, and it'll do a nice service.
Absolutely.
What's that do for the fishing?
It improves it, but it makes it harder to get into areas, you know.
Sure.
I mean, you get to where, you know, in the summertime, you could go fishing those 6, 7, 5-fathom rocks, you know, where you normally couldn't fish. And then this kelp canopy grows again like that, so you can't get in there, you know. But, you know, like Corey does, gets in there with a little boat and fishes at those baits that he's got.
Yeah.
They get some good calico bass year-round.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They'll bite. So back to your highlight trips this summer. There were several trips. You do a lot of 2.5 day trips.
Yes,
right?
A lot of 2.5 day trips. There was trips where you go down below and that yellowtail and that yellowfin were biting, and a little bit of Dorado, and then you make a 170-mile move back up to the island.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah!
Wow! So, how describe a 2.5 day? When do you leave?
Yeah,
when
what
do
a
you
cool
come
length
back?
Of trip!
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Most of my groups that we got down there, we try to get out of there as early as possible, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening.
Okay.
Get out before the open party guys are scheduled to leave at 9 o'clock or whatever. We get out there and get our bait and go. Decide which way we want to go, and we're going out to the island. Go up to the island, try to catch some bait. You know, get there early, and then try to get out to where we can get an hour in the morning in the dark, catch some flatfall fish, hopefully. If we had to run out to the bank, then we'd have time to run out to the bank. On the other side, we go down below, you know, we go down there 100 miles, get down there in the morning, and hopefully find a kelp or something, get some, you know, yellowfin tuna or some. You know, we didn't have to go that far, but three-quarter day guys were up here above the latitude, you know, they were on some of that fish and it'd bite later on in the morning.
But you would just get down there so you're in on your own, clean area, less people to deal with.
Yes.
Fish a little more untouched. Yeah.
Other guys would get down there, you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, they're leaving later.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So by then hopefully
you've already
found it.
Yeah, yes,
sure.
Yeah.
It never works all the time, but that's the idea.
So you get, well, they want to follow Rambo, man.
No.
They get wherever
exactly.
Rambo is, man, that's where the fish
we're
are.
We're usually west of everybody.
Yeah. So you get on a 2.5 day, so you leave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock
whatever.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
You get 2 full days
complete.
Of fishing. So you're fishing the next day, then you're fishing the night, and then you're fishing the full day the next day, and then you come in the following
we
morning.
We were fishing to the dark before we get in the next morning.
Wow.
Depending on where the fish were at.
Yeah.
You know?
So you get 3 nights on the boat and basically 2 full days of fishing. Wow. What a great trip.
I mean full days.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no messing around.
There's no resting.
Fishing with Captain Jim. Yeah.
No
so
resting.
Describe the Cortez.
60-foot. It's a Seaway. Our bunks right now, like I said, we limited our groups down to 16 people.
16?
This year.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because of the protocols and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can get to where we got to go. We hold plenty of bait. You know, 120 scoops on the upper deck, and then we got another 15 or 20 scoops in each one of the slammers.
Wow.
In back. So
yeah.
We have plenty of bait. We never ran out of bait or anything.
No.
Especially with that fishing with the flatfall, you're not using a lot of bait.
Yeah.
We chunk up everything that we don't use, the guys wanted in bait-wise, you know.
Is that effective, chunking?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just a full believer in it.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago, we had Brian Crook, Steve Crook's son, on a boat. I think he had like 8 or 10 yellowfin just on the chunks. And then we went out and caught bluefin doing the same thing.
No same kidding. Thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
On
you
the
don't
chunks.
Hear
they
the
eat them.
They
it.
Eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just every time a guy would shake off a bait, you just, instead of just shaking it off,
we'd tell him,
it.
Put him in a bucket and
yeah.
cut him up. And we'd chum with it. And
no kidding.
Especially when we're on a long drift.
Yeah.
I would say you certainly don't hear of that a lot. I mean, it makes total sense, but definitely not something that you hear of all the time. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nothing goes to waste.
Yeah, for sure. So you get some big ones on the Cortez?
We did.
Yeah.
We got our share.
Yeah.
We had a lot of those 200-pounders, a lot of those 150 to 180s.
Yeah.
You know, we lost some big ones.
Yeah.
And some 3 or 4 or 5 hour battles. A couple of
no
kidding.
We chased around.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So was the better fishing, was the fish on the bank congregated on something? What is holding them there?
There's plenty of bait around. I mean, there would be bait lines coming up there right at dark. They were just
like
20
what?
Fathoms thick. Krill, squid. There was definitely a lot of squid around.
Yeah.
You know, small squid.
Uh-huh.
And then we saw a lot of bait. You know, big bait balls, anchovy. There's 3 or 4 year classes of anchovy out there.
Wow.
Plus sardine.
Yeah.
So.
And it was just all associated with the bank, and that's why the fish stayed.
Well, around the bank. Well, you see it. You see the smaller fish up on the bank in the shallows, you know, at 12 to 25-pound fish. Then you get off the bank like that for that little bit bigger fish.
Okay.
You know. I mean, there was some bigger fish caught on the bank, but I'd say the majority of it was in that 300-400-fathom curve.
Yeah.
Around the banks, around the island.
Yeah.
It was good fishing.
That's
I mean,
cool.
there was nothing tough about fishing this year. It was not a problem finding fish. There was plenty around for everybody. I mean, there was fish scattered all the way from way inside the island, all the way out to the banks, down below the banks. And Now the stuff's starting to migrate a little bit to the south.
Yeah.
You know?
We kind of touched on it yesterday, but it's so crazy that, I mean, you've spent so many days down south at the Revillas and at the Hurricane Bank and all those big spots fishing fish that literally was the same grade or bigger at home this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and in the last couple of years, it's just such a phenomenon that the, you know, to catch a tuna that caliber, you know, a guy had to spend 15 days or longer and put a lot of time in. And every time you left on a day and a half in the Cortez, that fish was within a possibility of happening.
Yeah. Yep.
Didn't Absolutely. Mean it happened every time, but every trip that was a possibility.
Anywhere from just outside the nine, guys caught big fish. They caught some 200 pounders right outside the nine.
It's crazy.
And then
isn't it?
All the way out to the banks and down below. You know, one thing I noticed about this kind of fishing is, it seemed to get bigger. The schools were bigger this year. I mean, and they were spread out.
Yeah.
You know, guys were just talking about sitting on schools forever, you know. And you just wanted to really, in the daytime, sometimes it wouldn't be biting in the afternoon, wouldn't be biting in the morning, stuff like that, but you saw where it was at.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew where you wanted to be in the evening.
Oh.
You knew where you wanted to be in the morning.
It was a time of day
early
thing.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, it always is a time of day thing.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we sat on fish and caught one, two, fish all day long. All of a sudden, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it started getting with it.
Oh, that's
wow.
So cool, dude.
You know, sinker rig fishing, flat fall fishing. It, on other times, you caught it in the daytime.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
It changed, but everybody was adaptable to it, you know.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. You know, Jim has his Jack Nielsen accurate shirt.
I do.
Too,
I
right?
love that.
In
yeah,
honor
cool.
of Jack.
Good job.
And you got to fish with Jack quite a bit on the
Many
Royal Players,
times,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. What was that
just,
one?
It's awesome. There's no, he brought out a lot of gear for everybody to use, and always on the deck. He's always, you know, going around with his camera, taking pictures and stuff like that. He once in a while fished.
Yeah,
you know?
Once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah.
But
and he catch one.
Yeah. And then I remember a couple of years ago, he'd give out a reel for the biggest this. He'd call out some, you know, first fish over 50 pounds, first wahoo over 70 pounds, first wahoo on the boat, ugliest jig, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
You know? And he was giving out a reel, you know, for
every
everyone.
Day.
Yeah. I think his kid called him up.
Hey, whoa,
slow down here, buddy. You're taking away the company profits here.
No, Jack was such a generous guy.
But he was like on a trip like that. You know, he was more concerned with everybody having a good time
absolutely.
Than he was tagging a fish.
I absolutely.
Mean, he'd be gone for 10 days or 15 days or 18 days, and the entire time he was more concerned with everybody else having a fun and a laugh and a chuckle and a drink and whatever else
absolutely.
Than his own, you know, whatever.
When it was an accurate trip, he made sure everybody had a good time.
That's cool.
All about letting the good times roll, as Jack used to say.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
No more safety meetings.
Yeah, well, they'll never be the
same. They'll
never
be the same.
For sure. There's no doubt. We are going to put together a tribute to Jack Nielsen show here very shortly.
Right.
We're working on that. I'm working with Doug and David, his boys there at Accurate, and we're working on we're going to have a lot of people that like Jim and a lot of
everyone.
I was on the phone yesterday all day long
with
about Jack stories and stuff like that. The number of people that he touched was it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And so that's what that show is going to be about, is just to have a lot of people that share stories about how this incredible man touched them. And so watch for that coming up. Very, very soon after the new year, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Awesome.
It's
going
to
awesome.
Be a good one. Well, we got a great show coming for you today, man. So much good stuff to talk about with Captain Jim in here. If you want to join us this morning, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call and Let's Talk Hookup this morning. We'll get your phone calls going. And don't forget to text the show. We've got a really fun option on the text the show through our Let's Talk Hookup app. If you want to give us a call this morning, it's 213 area code 432-1090. Again, 213 area code 432-1090. That's the new number to reach us here on the Mightier 1090. And again, the text the show option. It's been super fun. Lots of great texts came through yesterday. You know, as always, we're not able to read all of them that we'd like to, but a very fun and easy way to join the show. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. Totally free download, and you'll see it right on there. Text the show, fire in your question. Let us know where you're calling from and some of that kind of information. And unfortunately, we're never able to reach you back. It's a one-way system, but a lot of fun and a good way to participate. Again, or better yet, give us a call this morning, 213 213- 832-1090. Not only are we talking fishing, love having Jim in here, talking the Cortez, having a great time. Man, Jim has brought such a generous and awesome gift at the end of the show today for one lucky caller. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on an open party trip on board the Cortez, either a day and a half or a two and a half.
Oh, are you kidding me?
And
Jim?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you get to bring your buddy.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. How about wow. that, man? Yeah. What
so
a Christmas
a
gift that
two.
Is. Yeah.
It's 2020.
Wow.
A lot of guys didn't get to go fishing.
That's so cool, bro. That's awesome.
That's really generous.
So a day and a half or two and a half, your choice, on board the Cortez for you and your fishing buddy. What an awesome opportunity it is to go fishing on the Cortez. So, yeah, an unbelievable prize. So stoked to have Jim in here. Talking Fishing, going to be a great show. Again, if you want to join us, give us a call, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a great new offshore fishing boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Check out their lineup of Defiance boats, perfect for the SoCal angler. When your outboard is ready for service, Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnet Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. H&H Marine has Blue Water Bait Tank, boat sales, and expert installation. Come check out the ultimate sports fishing machine, Defiance, including the popular Admiral 220. For outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, Defiance fishing boats, and bait tank systems. Check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnet Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hnhmarineservice.com. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one-size-fits-all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo, and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more, or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are packed up, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited to talk to Jim. We, like you say, we only get this opportunity a couple of times a year. So if you want to join in on the fun, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
Sounds good, man. We're going to start it off this morning with Ernie. Ernie's calling us from La Habra this morning. What's up, Ernie? Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Just want you to know that Jack Nielsen was the ultimate representative for Accurate. About 20 years ago, we had a little fishing club in La Mirada, real small group, only like 20 of us. And we had a sponsor who decided not to sponsor a club. So we asked Jack to come to our meetings and his twin sons. This is when they had the side plates only, before the ADT reels and before the little the 270s. And every time they came, they raffled off, like Jack still did in his later years of life, a lot of raffle prizes. He converted the whole club virtually to become Accurate fishermen using their reels. They sold us some reels early on. You know, there were some growing pains, and then they fixed everything, and they were the greatest, and Jack was the greatest. And every time I went to the Fred Hall show, I would stop to his booth and talk to him, and he gave me undivided attention always. And I spoke to him at the last meeting. Very sad that we're losing such an important man to the fishing industry. I just want to let you guys all know that we're going to miss him. And it's a very great loss to our industry.
No doubt about it.
Doesn't surprise me a bit.
The ultimate ombudsman, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That story, Ernie, totally made me smile. I remember listening to Let's Talk Hookup with my dad in the living room well before I ever answered the phones or anything else. You know, Dad and I would get up and listen to the show every weekend. And I always remember when you would do for a prize, it would be Accurate Side Plate and Frame Day.
Yeah.
And
he used to come on with Del Mar.
Yeah.
Jack Nielsen and Del Mar. Yeah, remember that?
That was a thing. And I always remember talking to my dad, like, I want to call the show. You know, look, Accurate, for, you know, that was just like the biggest deal.
Yeah,
Dell
would bring a CalStar rod and Accurate, and Jack would provide Accurate side plates.
Yeah.
And now, do they even make side plates anymore?
No. I mean, they don't make them anymore because they were an upgrade for a reel that's, you know, just not, you know, because their reels, you know, they had advanced so much. You know, they're just a, you know, they have such a great line of reels and everything now. Yeah. That, yeah, no more side plates and frame.
For sure.
Pretty darn cool.
Hey,
man.
Thanks for the story. Great, thanks for sharing that. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, we got a text that came through. And again, text the show has been a very fun option if you want to join us. All only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. This is from Kurt and Moval. Good morning, guys. Did Rambo run the Cortez out of Dana Wharf in the 90s? If so, I thought I'd been on the boat, and I've always admired how beautiful she looks. Nice boat, great food.
We did the first couple of years, 96, 97.
Dana
I
Wharf.
Think in 98, yeah.
Wow.
Just in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Came down to Seaforth in the summertime.
So summertime, Seaforth, offshore tuna fishing, and then coastal and island.
Catalina
fishing.
Island
okay.
stuff, yeah.
Cool.
Wednesday through Sunday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He referred to your nickname, Rambo. Who gave you that name?
That's... A long time ago.
A
long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But cool. it's and any reason why you got it, that thing, name?
I don't know. I just relentless.
That, I think that's what it is. Yeah. It's a very appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Hopefully for not bad things I did.
No, I don't think so. You never did any bad things. No. Let's go ahead and jump back
in the
phone.
You got it, buddy. How about John from San Diego up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys, and Merry Christmas.
Morning, John. Merry Christmas.
Jim, I'd never been on your boat before, but I'd like to hear a little bit about the accommodations and the galley setup and how you guys take care of business on the Cortez.
Well, we're a 60-foot boat. It's open bunks. Now that we took out all the center dividers and we're limited down to 16, we can carry 23 on the boat. So all the bunks are at least twin size.
Yeah.
All double wide.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they're all big bunks now.
Wow.
It's downstairs. The galley up on top, we can, under the protocols, we serve about 8 or 10 people at a time.
Uh-huh.
But seating, actually, we can sit 6, 12, we can seat 16.
Wow.
You know, but under the protocols, we try to do it in two shifts.
Yeah.
You know, keep everybody a little bit of social distance and everything. I do have crew changes every once in a while, but most of the time, maybe one guy leaves and we get a new guy, but I usually have somebody that's been on there for 3 or 4 years.
I was going to say, very little turnover of crew in Cortez, and it's usually because somebody's going to run a boat or going to get a bigger license or going to some, you know, it's always, it always seems to be a, you know, an elevated position, bettering themselves kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I slap them on the back for it.
I know
you
do.
Know, just, you know, I've got a lot of my crew members that are running boats down here.
I know. So. That's cool.
There's no doubt. You've raised a lot of people up into this industry.
There's been a bunch. There's been a bunch.
Indeed. But, yeah, and what about charters? I mean, you have availability?
We have some open dates.
They want to put together charters?
Yeah, I think August is pretty much full. September is pretty much full. I think I have 1 day and a half opening in September. October.
1 day and a half opening.
Yeah, think about that. This is we're damn near still in the previous season, and the Cortez is August is gone. September's almost gone. I mean, it's popular for a reason.
Yes, October is probably three quarters full. November is at least half full.
Wow.
Boy, I'll tell you, man, if these last couple of years showed us anything, what an opportunity, because a boat like the Cortez doesn't see openings often. I mean, they don't. You know, you're that popular. But November, a good chance to sneak in. The last couple of years,
absolutely,
it's been the best month of the year.
Yeah, it has.
And it's still off radar enough that you could slide in and book a charter date on a boat like yours.
Yes, absolutely.
And best weather time,
you know,
too, right?
Oh, yeah, the weather been most of the time it's been night. I mean, it's like cement out there. Yeah. Just flat,
But, hey, don't forget July. July.
June,
we
July.
A lot of fish.
Totally.
July,
I'm not saying that. But everybody knows that, too. Yeah. That's all I meant. Like, November's just become such a, you know, it's still a sleeper because you're, you know, the conventional wisdom says things are winding down by them. But these last 3 years, are anything to go by, it's been some of the very best.
Yeah.
That fish, they started catching that fish outside Colonette in March, you know, a little bit in February, a little bit in March. What I saw when I was running the Royal last year, we left the end of February, and Ted Dunn and his guys, you know, Frank's old partner on the Shogun, and on a, have the Mexican pin boats and so forth, they were down there around the Ranger Bank.
Okay.
This is the end of February. I came back up 8 days later, and they were up as high as Geronimo.
Come on.
Okay. And then I turned around.
Which is just near San Quintin.
No. Yeah, just below it.
Yeah.
And so Ranger Bank's outside of Cedros, right?
Just above it.
Okay.
I came down 2 days later, another 8 day, and they were up there outside San Martin.
Wow.
We came back up 8 days later, and they were outside Colonette and just finishing up.
And that was like the end of February.
End of February. So this fish we saw, even the guys caught some fish here in December, you know, smaller grade, 30-pound, 40-pound fish. That stuff's all migrating to the southeast. You're not going to tell me that stuff's going to swim back to Japan and back here in February. This stuff's here.
It's here.
Right.
It's here. And those guys finished
up. No reason to go anywhere.
No. Those guys finished up, you know, as far as their quota for the pin boats, they finished up in a couple, 3 weeks.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty, and let's hope they do that same.
Oh yeah,
and that's always a good indicator. I mean, remember our sack spotter plane, Tom Green, flies for Ted and his penboat team.
Yeah,
and he called us up and said, "We're done."
Yeah. I remember that day.
And that was a good indicator we're going to have a good season. Right?
Tom called us in February, and you could hear the excitement in the guys. Well, a guy that has done that for however many years, you know, his whole life, you know, quote unquote, seen it all, and you could hear his voice just like it was February. He's like, "We're done. We're done. This is the most I've ever seen." I think he was telling us a story that he drove over a school that never had a break in it for 5 miles. I mean, think about that. Five miles,
and like I said
without
earlier,
a break.
We weren't seeing schools. We were seeing rivers of it. I mean, it was not unusual to drive 10, 12, 15 boat lengths, a half a mile going through the same school in a straight line.
Wow. Oh, my
gosh,
man.
It was just volume. You didn't know when to turn and stop.
Cool.
Keep going, and marks would get better and better on the up and down on the sonar.
Wow.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah. Good stuff. Let's hope we have an instant replay.
Yeah,
are you okay with that, Jim?
Sign me up.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys.
Yo, Chuck. There he is. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Morning, Chuck.
Had to get you off speaker. Hey, you know, this year, you'd be on a meter mark. The guy would say, you're on metric tons. And, you know, it's at night, and you hear the stories about 3 o'clock by, 2 o'clock by. Man, I worked myself. I guess I'm just a bait guy. That dang flatfall, I'd have better luck sow hooking them, you know. It just, I don't know. When you're on top of a metric ton, it don't make sense to me that you can't get one to bite. You know, and then there's days that you hand off schools to another boat. It's just amazing to me.
That's why they're out there.
What's up with that?
Yeah. It's just that you're not going to find a school. It's, you know, you're going to go over your electronics, whatever. You're not going to say, oh, this one's going to bite. This one's not going to bite. You can tell when it's getting ready to bite.
How?
Because on a meter, it'll start fluffing up. They'll start scattering up a little bit, and they start coming up. You know, they just
moving up the water column.
And you can almost see individual fish just coming right up. You know?
Really?
And, hey, somebody's going to get bit.
This is at night or during the day?
Nighttime, even in the daytime.
Daytime, too?
You know? Oh, yeah. Okay. You can tell when they're going to get ready to bite, but you might sit on it for half an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, and it just stays underneath the boat.
Just a solid
line. Yeah.
And you just stay there. You don't move.
You don't move. As long as you're seeing it, you're not moving.
Is there truth to the old adage, don't leave fish to find fish?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Firm believer in
you
that?
You got to put on your patience hat.
Yeah.
And I didn't have it years ago. I mean, I wasn't going to throw all my bait away. I wasn't going to waste. But if you don't have it, you just might as well go home.
And speaking to Chuck's thing, too, with flat fall and getting frustrated, there is one thing, no matter how fantastic this season was, they are still bluefin. There are plenty of times where you will just shake your head and like that's they let their guard down a whole lot more this year and the last couple of years than normal. But they're still bluefins.
You know, we had the guys flat falling and it wasn't we weren't moving that fast drifting, but I could see the jigs on the meter.
Okay, going.
And I tell these guys, hey, you know, they're down there 400 feet, 500 feet. I said, you guys aren't there yet. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going. You know, and they aren't getting down to them, and then finally they get down to them and start hanging a few fish. You know?
Okay, here we are.
But what we did, like my boat's exactly 10 fathoms long from the cat head to the back rail.
Okay.
So we have the guys mark the line, you know, one mark for 10, two marks for 20, and go back and forth. I said, mark your lines at least down to 40 fathoms. You know, that seems to be the bite zone, 40, 50 fathoms, right?
240
feet. Yeah. And so that way the guys knew where their lines were, and they'd say, okay, once you got to the 40 fathoms, fish are 50 fathoms, you better let out a little bit more, you know. And if the fish are up there at 20 fathoms, then they can let it down 30 fathoms. So at least they're in the same water column. And when I see a lot of guys get tired out, because they wind that thing all the way up and back down, all the way back down. This way it kept it in the same water column.
In the zone.
You know, wind up 20 cranks, drop it. Wind up 10 cranks, drop it. You know,
stay in the zone.
Stay in the zone.
Yeah.
Stay in the water column.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thanks,
Got a nice text via our Let's Talk Hookup app from Sam in Oceanside asking a question. Jim, did the Cortez ever do open party albacore trips in Morro Bay?
Not open party ones. Well, they might have ran a few open party, but did some commercial fishing up there.
You did?
Not me.
Not
you. And when Dean had it.
Okay.
You know? When Dean Adams
had it. Dean Adams had the Cortez.
Yes.
I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that's who you bought it from?
No, I bought it from Mike Burst.
Okay.
And he was running it out at Dana Wharf.
Okay.
So
Dean Adams was the first to have the Cortez?
No. The Ashleys built it.
Fashion.
And then Dean got it, I think, a couple, 3 years later.
Uh-huh.
And he had it for quite a few years.
Yeah.
And then Mike had it for 3 or 4 years, and I've had it for 24 years.
24 years, yeah.
I love
it. That's cool. All right, good text. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about Ben in Golden Hill up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Ben.
Morning.
Morning, Ben.
Hey, if you were going to go out and try to target some of those huge pals, what time of year do you think that'd be best? Like September, October probably?
Well, no, not necessarily. There were some good cows fishing in June and July. No, it went all the way through. It went all the way through in November.
The big ones.
So just get out there.
There was big ones caught in every month.
Yeah.
I mean,
was it pretty random, though, Jim? I mean, was it
No, it wasn't
like,
random. You found schools of big fish.
You found schools of big fish.
Yeah, you had to go look for them, but there was big fish around, you know. You'd find a concentrated area that you'd be up in that 300-400 fathom curve along the island or along the banks, below the banks up, you know. You could tell when it was big fish and smaller fish.
Yeah.
You know.
So you actually, okay, let's go big fish hunting.
Big fish, we're going to go look for big fish.
Yeah. And was it all about the flyer on the kite?
I would say it was 70% that.
Yeah.
And then the other 30% was nighttime flatfall fishing.
The advantage, of course, to the flyer and the kite is you get them on the right tackle, right?
Yeah, yeah. I have six setups on the boat. They're all 50 wides. They're all cow sheeted up. I got them from Bob Ramirez, and they're all the right rods. Yeah. We use 130 on them. We use 200 and 300 pound leaders. And we screwed around with our flying fish hooks, the way we hook them. You know, I used a couple of 5 foot leaders, one with a treble, and one with a big single hook. And then we did the short one with just a single line. And it worked.
Which way?
Same.
They were the same.
It was the same. It was not any significant difference in either one.
Yeah.
You know, skipping them out, I noticed that the one bait worked good.
The which one?
The using the two long.
The two long ones.
Yeah,
I call it the Brandon.
Almost like a double treble.
Yeah. You know, that treble hook we leave about 6 inches longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that the hook
it skip away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
That's you think all your years of doing, you know, those big, the long trips and fishing with fly. I mean, fishing with fly is certainly nothing new to Jim. You know, I mean,
no.
All the years you guys have done that long range fishing for forever. I mean.
Oh yeah, no, it came very very natural for us. I mean. We got three electric reels on the boat.
You're just doing it in June instead of in December.
Yeah, we just do it. Now it's almost, you know, the whole fishing season.
Yeah.
How many kites would you fly?
We'd get two out.
Yeah.
You know, but most of the time we'd get one, you know, just keep the guys rotating. I had 16 guys, you know.
Yeah.
We weren't soaking baits like we do, you know, down at the islands or down at the Hurricane Bank or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Where you got two guys and for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, weren't anchor fishing and stuff, so.
Sure. Yeah. All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the coast, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fastlane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family-owned and operated, and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here on the Mightier 1090 Let's Talk Hookup app, talking fishing.
Yeah, and it's time to talk about great stuff at Point Loma Seafoods. You know, it's always biting at Point Loma Seafoods, and this time of the year, they're busy, and there's a reason for it, because it's the freshest thing in town.
Yeah, holiday platters, if you're wanting to, you know, keep people out of the kitchen, but still provide, you know, that awesome seafood, there's no...
Great outdoor entertainment way.
Nothing
right?
Better than the freshest thing in town.
Those yeah.
Guys, they do it right.
Oh, I know. You want to get that ceviche, you want to get some of the smoked fish, a variety of smoked fish, and then those jumbo cooked shrimp. shrimp that they have with that amazing Mrs. Kelly's sauce that comes along with it.
That cooked case that they have with all their smoked fish and the squaw candy, those candied like salmon bellies are so good.
Yeah.
They do the Cajun shrimp that's already done. It just, yeah, everything those guys do is so killer.
Yeah, if you want to impress your friends or just your immediate family,
yeah,
no better way than to go to Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Yep, good call on that, man, for sure. Well, hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our Kitchen Report today, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get that Fish Pro series available now at Fisherman's Processing. Let's start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, Woolley.
What's happening?
Doing great.
Hey, morning, Rambo. Hey, yeah, all good up here. You know, another week is, you know, kind of what you'd expect for late December fishing or half day fishing. Tight a couple days, I think, would be a good way to describe it. You know, we're still catching plenty of stuff on those trips, but you know, with the water cooling off here a little bit, 58 degrees has kind of been the temps that we were fishing all week. Bass fishing for the guys that are you know, savvy at fly lining a bait, there's still some of that to be had. You guys catching bass on artificial lures. Hot stuff this week was some sheephead action in the shallows, like 2 fathom type stuff in super tight. Guys that are bringing the shrimp baits have been doing really good. We had a half day charter on the Sunfun here on Christmas Eve, and all they wanted to catch was straight sheephead. So we had lots of shrimp for bait. We got in some real tight stuff up above that closure there in Laguna, and had some really good sheephead fishing there.
That's cool.
So just kind of adapting, making stuff kind of work there on that half day trip. 3/4 day, we've been, you know, down the line here off of Camp Pendleton in the 40 to 50 fathom zone, fishing that deep water reef for the rockfish. It's been pretty good. Day to day, still some bait in and out on this area out here, but it has been pretty good. Of course, you know, it's been a work out of type deal, wind coming off the beach in the morning one day and then out of the west later in the day. So, you know, kind of adapt, re-anchor, get the boat on the drift, that kind of stuff. But still plenty of fish going on the bags. We're going to ride that out, obviously, until the end of the month here, and then we'll kind of transition into a sculpting mode on the 3/4 day stuff, and then we might even be into the shallows there trying to catch some bass and that kind of stuff as the water kind of sorts itself out and does that field. So no real movement again on our halibut derby. I know they're out on the plenty here this morning trying to see if they can put some of this offshore wind to their benefit, you know, get in there tight and drift out. Instead of, you know, out in the deeper water and getting pushed in when that wind's out of the west. So we'll see what they can round up there for their efforts. So we're just, you know, we're staying plenty busy. Loads have been fairly decent here as well, but certainly reservations are the way to go if you want to hop on a trip here with us. I'll be running 3/4 day, I think, up until the closure here. And you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a phone number or give us a call up here. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web too, danaworth.com. Certainly book online, make those reservations. Definitely going to need to make those. We've been, like I said, we've been pretty busy booking out every day. So
Looks like a little bit of weather tomorrow, but actually the wind forecast way backed off from what they originally had forecast, right, Jim?
Yep.
Yeah, so
might be a little bit of rain.
So let's get some fishing in this week before the rockfish closure in the California waters. Yeah, for sure. Time to go to Dana War Sport Fishing.
Appreciate it, Willie.
All right, guys. Thanks for that, and we'll talk to you later. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jim, and we'll talk to you next year.
Got it.
Which is next Sunday.
Exactly. See you, buddy.
Perfect.
Hey, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunners, on the line, another fun text came through. For this one's from Roy up in Long Beach. Said, Jim, what are some of the Cortez's sister ships that we might recognize in the fleet?
The
Aztec?
No, the Aztecs in the Pacific era are the same.
Oh, okay.
So the Endeavor.
Okay.
Okay.
The old Top Gun. Over there.
Okay.
Relentless.
Oh, Relentless.
Yeah. Those are the two exact sister ships.
Yeah.
Although the Top Gun does have a couple staterooms, I believe. But as far as the hull and everything, there are
Their and Seaways were built in
Costa Mesa.
In Costa Mesa,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
A lot of boats were built in Costa Mesa back in the day.
Mark Donaldson was up there.
Yeah.
If it was made out of wood, it was up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It must have been some real craftsmen that lived around.
There were some boat builders.
Serious boat builders. I wonder why Costa Mesa, just because there was land there back in the day?
I think the land was there. Yeah. It was away from the OC a little bit to where, you know, they had some clear area. They had some good water frontage, you know, it was fairly cheap at that point, you know. Centrally located to where they could get the lumber and stuff to build.
Yeah.
You know.
I love hearing the stories of people talk about when those boats were finished, them like, you know, I just can't imagine seeing the Cortez going down the road, you know, leaving the yard before it touches the water at one time. You know, like I'd love to picture that kind of thing, like seeing a boat like that going down PCH before it hits the waterway.
Oh, yeah, they didn't have to worry about telephone lines and stuff as much as they do now. You know, you take a couple of these other boats that were built, the steel boats, you know, the Intrepid for one, moving that boat around.
Yeah, that would not be an easy process.
No, absolutely not.
For sure.
No.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones while we're waiting for the Gundy.
You got it, buddy. How about Kyle from Chula Vista up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Kyle, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, it's Kaylee.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kaylee.
It's okay. I was wondering, do you think I'm a 90-pound girl? I'm not a fisherman, a fisherwoman. Do you think I could catch a cow?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All by myself?
All by your lonesome.
We had a girl about
your size, not last year, Jen. She had 302, I think, or 303.
What? She caught a 300-pound fish?
Yes.
So you can do it.
And then I have another question. If I win these tickets or whatever, do I have to bring my own fishing pole?
No, we have gear available if you don't have your own.
Yeah.
Okay. Seaforth, in addition to you, I know Seaforth.
Dustin has a lot of... You know, he's running a good tackle shop, plus Seaforth has all the rental, good two speeds, everything you need.
Seaforth definitely did mess around when it came to rental tackle, especially with as good as the fishing is. And you know, quality gear is what aids somebody like Kaylee to be able to do that. You know, high quality gear makes a world. High quality gear and coaching from somebody that's done it a long time like Jim, you Kaylee, 100%. Will not have any problem catching a fish in excess of 100 pounds with appropriate tackle and somebody that knows what they're doing by your side. You know, hey, put the forward part of the rod right here, put your hand right there, put this part under your arm. 20, 30, 40 minutes will go by, and you'll be taking a picture with that thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had a lot of women catch a lot of fish, a big fish.
So,
and it's just, it doesn't even faze me anymore.
There you go.
So you got
on the trip. In fact, Jim and I were just talking about, I saw him on my boat at San Clemente Island just walloping the yellowtail up on the 9, and the hot stick was a young lady with a spinning reel in her hand,
from Idaho. And she was absolutely putting the wood to these things.
Yeah.
But she hadn't been fishing like saltwater fishing before.
That's so cool.
She got into it, and I mean, it was all that 20, 30-pound fish, and she had no problem.
Got him. That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Go get him, Kaylee.
Hey, good luck, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Always nice to hear from the ladies, especially the lady anchors.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, let's continue with our catch report. Talk to the surf guru is standing by. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Jim, how you doing? Long time.
You got it. How you doing, Gundy? Long time.
Nice to see us guys still kicking around, right?
Yeah, man.
Thanks, buddy. Yes.
Hey, not too bad, you know, for a little off week with the holiday, and then we had a little wind and stuff like that. So not a lot of reports this week, but there were a few bright spots, and it continues to be that barred perch bite up north, especially on them northern beaches, Ventura and Oxnard beaches, kicking out limits of barred perch. Some of the better models around the 2-pound class, the halibut bite has also been good, and that's pretty much up and down the coast, especially that North County area was good this week. You have to work for a bite, but if you get one, good chance of a legal fish. Not a lot of little shorties around, and that's something usually happens in the wintertime. You kind of get that quality over quantity. Hook, line, sink reported good perch action, several beaches, Gaviota, Goleta, East Beach, Carpinteria, all kicking out limits. Most fish have ranged from 1/2 to 1 pound with a few kickers to 2 pounds. Lugworms, mussel, gulp, sandworms all working well. Goleta, graveyards, the harbor mouth all kicked out legal size fish there. Top catch, I think, was a 30-inch fish taken on an anchovy there, fished on the sandbar. Flash minnows also getting bites. Wiley's reported good action on the reeds, beaches. Cut squid's been good for a mix of Johnny bass, chocolate rockfish, calico bass, cabazon, latigo, pescador, two of the better spots there. Big fish down Seal Beach reported limits of barred perch on Bolsa Chica. Most fish, 1/2 to 3/4 inch, or 3/4 pounds, excuse me. Motor oil, root beard growths working well. Ketchum tackle reported best halibut action for those guys been at River Jetties. One of the shop regulars took a 27-inch fish, I think, on Friday on a 110 flash minnow. Pacific Coast reported that good halibut catches on North County beaches. Not big numbers, but mostly legal-sized fish. Cover and water with search baits is the key. MS Anchovy 110 flash minnow has been one of the better baits there. They have a 30-inch fish taken on that bait off Cardiff this week. So, you know, not barn burning stuff, but if you want to get out and do a little fishing in the holiday, there's stuff to be had.
I'd take that report anytime, Gunny. Plenty of good fishing to be had.
That's it. You know, cover water is what you want to do right now with those halibut. You know, you don't want to stand in one spot. You just want to hit it, move, and, you know, you will get your bites. It's worked that way.
I like it. Good call, Gundy. Appreciate it. Great report, as always. Another full year of taking such good care of us. You do such a good job compiling all that surf info. I mean, it really covers the whole coast, man, and we sure appreciate it. Another great year and a wrap of 2020 surf reports, and look forward to kicking them off and keeping them rolling in 2021.
Right on. I appreciate all my tackle shops keeping me informed, and it's the anglers keeping us informed, you know, so it's a nice deal we got going here. So happy holidays to everybody. Have a nice week.
We love it, Gundy.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next year, which is next Sunday, right? All right. Hey, Robert King of Simi Valley had a question. What length of trip do you recommend for the current conditions right now? Like, if you want to go catch some fish, what would be a good choice? And that kind of brings me into another question. Do you do colonette trips on the Cortez?
No, we don't fish inside 12 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. I just went and talked to all my groups and stuff like that. And, I mean, having to buy the fishing, you know, pay another $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 for your inside permit. We haven't fished it.
You just don't do that.
No. Yeah. So because most of my guys want to stay offshore and fish the offshore fish. Not to say that it wouldn't be a benefit or something, because some of that fish was tight, especially early last year. But there was plenty of fish on the outside. As far as right now, the last day and a half trip, I think, or two of them. In fact, there's three boats out I know last before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had 30 or 40 bluefin apiece out there in the bank.
Out of the bank, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
So they're still there.
This week. Yeah. And the small fish is, you know, they had 25 to 30 pound fish.
Yeah. And then, of course, I know Seaforth will be doing Fisherman's Landing. Port Loma Sport Fishing will be doing some day-and-a-half colonette trips.
Sure, absolutely. Too, right? Yeah, and then, you know, especially this rockfish closure and stuff, as far as for California, the guys will be doing some colonette.
At this point, I don't even call them colonette trips anymore. No. Like, the idea is to go down there and catch some reds, but, man, how quickly that turns into yo-yo jig yellowtail fishing, and then how quickly that turns into bluefin fishing.
Well, years ago, it was just freezer specials. Yeah. You go down there to catch rockfish.
Right.
And that's not the case anymore. You're going down to catch yellowtail and bluefin.
Like Tim Ekstrom yesterday was talking about the three-day trips he's doing in January on the Royal Star. I mean, a lot of long-range boats, you know, that's an opportunity, too. So
absolutely.
A lot of still good, some good opportunities coming in January.
I think it's a good possibility. I mean, we've had it the last couple of years where we caught bluefin every month.
It always makes me chuckle working in the tackle store, and I'll hear the guys in the landing, okay, all right, buddy, all right. Okay, I'll let them know. And they're fielding a complaint call from somebody that went on a colonette trip that had, you know, 90 yellowtail and 15 bluefin, but I wanted to go catch red. We didn't catch any rockfish. And you'll hear the guys in the office fielding a complaint call because they spent their whole time catching yellows and tuna instead of catching red.
That's you got to take the good with the bad. Because we had, you know, I ran that 5-day on the Royal there a couple years ago, last year, or it might have been last year, I don't know. And we went out and fished that yellowfin Guadalupe.
Yeah.
You know? And the guys are like, hey, can we go fish rockfish?
Yeah, where's our red at?
And we fished it for a day and a half, and we went inside.
Are you kidding me?
And they said, this is the way it's supposed to be, because these people have been on the boat for years and years.
Yeah.
And they just, This is the way it's supposed to be.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Jim Hughes of the Cortez on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one-size-fits-all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.